Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, August 30th. Market watches as Hurricane Ida made landfall in New Orleans and is moving inland. Question there is what kind of damage might occur in the ports, which could affect grain flow, basis levels, etc., and also what the heavy rains that may follow this might do to crop conditions in the Delta and the Mid-South states. But as for overnight Sunday, we've got a mixed bag. December corn down 2.25 cents at 551.5. Last few days remaining in a narrow band, trading just below the 50 and 100-day moving averages there, unable to rally above them. Funds long about 250,000 contracts of corn, and this afternoon's crop ratings not expected to change at all. Taking a look at wheat, Chicago, December finished up 6.75 cents, 739.25. Funds long about 6,000 contracts in Chicago. Kansas City, December finished up 8.25 cents, 732.25. Funds long about 45,000 contracts there. And in the Minneapolis Spring December contract, we finished up 6.75 cents at 924.5. Stats Canada came out this morning with their all wheat estimate. Came in at 22.9 million tons. That's down 35% from last year's 35.2 million tons. That obviously supportive of wheat. Also, wheat prices in Russia, making multi-year highs as well. Taking a look at beans, November finished flat on the night, 13.23 1/4, hanging below the 50 and 100-day moving averages there as well. Funds long about 80,000 contracts in the beans, and there was another flash sale to China this morning, 256,000 tons. We've had a lot of those sales the last week and a half or so, but sales are still running about 30% below last year's pace, which was a pretty high pace to begin with. Outside markets, you've got the dollar up 5 ticks, 92.75. Crude oil up 20 cents a barrel, 68.94. Stocks up about 15 points and quiet overnight trade. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.